An emotional moment for a West African community today as the 10 victims of the deadly Bronx fire last Wednesday were remembered, prayed over, and laid to rest. 9 of those victims were children. The deaths have brought forth an outpouring of support from the Malian immigrant community and from across the city. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter was there this afternoon and joins us now. Good afternoon.
Hi, Amy.
So, set the scene for me. I understand hundreds of people attended this funeral.
I think you could even say that several thousand people were there in and around the mosque on East 166th Street in the Bronx. The mosque itself is a small, low, almost like a storefront kind of building, and it was packed with worshipers. And there were people outside crowding up 166th Street for several blocks going up towards Grand Concourse, and they were all facing east, facing towards the mosque and facing towards Mecca as well for prayer. And, you know, they were blessed with nice sunshine and beautiful weather, which made it a very beautiful scene.
And, of course, the funeral was not open to the press, but I understand that the proceedings, or at least some of the prayers, were broadcast outside. Let's take a listen.
So from here, inshallah, we're going to take inshallah Magaza's family to New Jersey. We're going to bury them. So Somali's family, I don't know when they're leaving, but we're going to send the body back home to Africa, inshallah.
Oh, that's actually an imam from a mosque in Harlem who was commenting on helping with the proceedings. We also had sounds of prayer.
Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamdu.
Was it mostly Muslims who attended?
Yes, very much so. It was a very pious, very prayerful gathering, mostly Muslims, mostly people from Mali and also from neighboring countries in West Africa who have a lot of ethnic and cultural overlap with Mali and who are also Muslims, so people from Senegal and people from Guinea and people from the Ivory Coast. And it was a very prayerful gathering. There were also some people who were not Africans who were there, who were crowding around the police barriers. There were some Latino people, and there were some people who were also actually singing some Christian praise not too far from the mosque. But it was a very pious gathering overall with a real kind of philosophical feeling to it.
And you've spent some time in West Africa. You feel that this is part of a West African worldview.
Well, it might be. I think that one of the things that we need to remember is that the country that these people come from, Mali, is a place where death is fairly close. You know, without making too much of the point, it's a place where there's a lot of poverty, where there's quite a lot of disease, and where people, I think, are accustomed to the notion that life comes and goes without very much human control. And I think that's true probably of a lot of countries in the world that supply large numbers of immigrants into New York. And when you combine that with the Islamic faith and a really, really strong sense you kept hearing when you've talked to people both today and also at community meetings in Harlem and in the Bronx over the weekend, that, you know, there are some things that are beyond our control, that God or Allah gives and takes away, and we have to learn to appreciate that. And I think that we've seen in the attitudes of the fathers, Mr. Magasa, Mr. Sumare, and of the other family members, that there's been this kind of stoicism in the face of adversity, which we shouldn't make too much of, but it's at the same time very noteworthy.
And the funeral itself, what was the funeral ceremony like?
It was very simple, Amy. In the Islamic faith, a funeral is actually quite simple. The hearses pulled up. There were 8 hearses. They pulled up at just about 1 o'clock on the dot, as per schedule. And at the back of each hearse, there was a piece of paper taped into the back window of the hearse saying the name of the person or the people that it was carrying. And it wasn't 35 minutes or 40 minutes before the simple pine boxes were brought back out from the mosque and loaded back into the hearses. And while this end of the service took place, the hearses pulled off, taking people to their final destination.
What happens next?
What happens next is immediately there were a number of buses supplied by the MTA to take mourners to New Jersey, to a Islamic memorial garden in New Jersey, where the members of the Magasa family were to be buried this very afternoon. And the members of the Sumari family were being taken to the airport, where they were going to be flown back to Mali for burial there, which Air France was paying for.
And some question briefly about Mamadou Soumaré. He's an undocumented immigrant. He's traveling to Mali, but there's some question about whether he will be allowed to return to the U.S.
There's some question about his status and about whether that's going to get cleared up or not. There have been city officials have talked about looking into it, but we weren't able to get any confirmation that he's sure to be allowed back into the United States.
Reporter Siddhartha Mitter, thank you very much.
Thank you.